The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is November 22nd, 2021. Still waiting for my other partner here to come on, and it's still hard to get over this. Do the best we can. We are going to split up the days through the week. It looks like I'll be taking Mondays for a little while until some decision is made to either replace it with a full-time host, or we'll just do substitutions, I guess. I don't know. Next week I'll have Don Wiskin on for Monday, and I'm working on getting Harley Schlanger back in the loop again. It's important to keep the broadcasting tight, to keep the information coming, flowing. That's why you come here to the network. So we're going to I'll get a hold of Harley Schlanger. We'll get him back on air here and get information from him, a European perspective there in Germany. Today is an important day. It was an important day on two aspects here. It was this time many years ago, 70 plus years ago, that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, November 22nd, 1963. It almost was the deadline, the federal mandate, COVID mandate, COVID shot deadline for federal employees also. The other kill shot. Thank you for reminding me of that, Pat in Texas, and somebody else said that. At the time, I was thinking, God, that number, that date sounds so familiar to me. Why does it sound so familiar? Well, it's, JFK assassinated, 1963. Wow. So the mandate has been pushed to a different date now, I guess January 4th. I guess they didn't want to pick January 6th because that's a special day for these guys. You know, that's the insurrection day, Trump insurrection day. Still trying to saddle him with insurrection. They don't have any proof of this whatsoever, but it doesn't have to be true. It just has to stick. They tried very hard. I think they're still working on this insurrection trial, this hearing. But it would be a kangaroo court if they ever did have it, as they would probably exclude all the video that showed the FBI channeling people. Say, hey, come on over here. We'll open the gates up here, let you come on, walk it in. They would have to eliminate that data. But, you know, this is not hard to do if you think about it. Why are there still files on the Kennedy assassination? Why are there files still sealed and wrapped under tight security? Why is that? What's there to hide? What don't you want us to know about that day? Well, you know, people always use your conspiracy theorist, Steve. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy realist. I recognize one when I see one. There's no logical explanation, no rationale to say that all the information should not be known to the American people. You see, we are the government, right? Oh, I guess we're not. So they'll decide when they'll let this information out, and they're never going to. It's incriminating. It's embarrassing. And my theory is, and a very strong theory at that, it shows an association, a collaboration, a conspiracy of the intelligence agencies and LBJ. You got to look who benefits when it comes down to conspiracy. Who benefits? You know, that's exactly what the profilers do. That's what the, if you ever watch CSI, they bring this guy in there, this little pencil neck geek with the wild hair. You can read 20,000 words per minute. Yeah, right. Sure you can. Do you understand anything you read? But they'll tell you, they always look at, first of all, the closest to the deceased. First, you have to rule that, those family people out. You have to rule all these people out. And you have to look at also who benefits. Why would this person be knocked off? And if they were knocked off, who benefits? LBJ was not a favorite of John F. Kennedy. And if he, they did not get along. It was known in the circles that they did not get along. And if he were to run again, that he would not take LBJ as vice president. Probably the same situation as Kamala Harris right now. If Joe Biden were to run again, and I don't think he will, that dead horse, it's a dead horse. He's not going to be around to run again. They're working on a plan to get him out, get her out. But I, other than that, I'm still scratching my head trying to figure this one out. Of who else comes in, and Pelosi supposedly, and the rumor is that she's going to step out, retire. Maybe the deep state has got to her finally and said, you know, we got enough to bury you too, so just step out gracefully, saying you're retiring. And I love the old excuses they always use for politicians when they get their, you know what, caught in a zipper. It still applies to Pelosi. I want to spend more time with the family. I want to spend more time with my husband, my family, my grandchildren. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they step out and they're never to be seen or heard from again. And their secrets die with them. Interesting. November 22nd. So the federal mandate now, I guess, is January 4th. I am behind in my emails. I'll tell you right now, I got a lot of stuff coming on last night after the show. I will stay up a little late tonight. I've got a lot of paperwork to do tonight, catch up on emails, revising the exclusion paperwork for my wife. And I'm pretty good at that. So I'm working over the language here, and I'm rephrasing this and that. And I did that really well in college. So I already caught some stuff, and I said, now you got to change it to this. You got to change it to that. Shows conviction. Shows strength. Power words. Power words. But don't overuse the power words. So I'll be working on that tonight. And I will catch up on those emails. For those who wanted the three remedies I offered last night, I will send those off tonight. They're on file, so you'll just you'll get a link for it. Just open it up. There you go. Copy it. Print it out. And make your own normal saline formula. Make a sinus irrigation formula and nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. I'll send you all three of those links. Whether you ask for one or not, I'll send all three. Maybe you might need it. Flu season's coming. It's flu season. Yeah, well, you know, they tell us the flu season is coming. It's a season of deficiencies is all it really is. Vitamin deficiency, mineral deficiencies, but they'll still call it the flu season because that's, you know, it comes around the same time every year. It's funny. It always comes around the holidays. Why is that? Well, it's pretty simple. It's pretty interesting. What happens is you change your diet. You start eating crap, more crap than normal. You know, you have those office parties. In a hospital, I always laugh at these, you know, office parties or a party in the unit. You know, it's just, we're supposed to be health conscious, people in the medical field. And you'd be surprised how many people really aren't. You know, you see that person, that big, the big heavy set nurse walks into your room and wants to talk to you about your diet and how you need to change your diet so you can have a better lifestyle and, you know, better quality of life. Are you serious? Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? What are you, like a deuce? What are you, 250? What are you, a deuce and a half? You're telling me about diet? Like 5 foot tall, deuce and a half, and you're talking to me about diet and lifestyle. Okay. I have actually had the nerve to say that before, believe it or not. Not that I'm out of weight requirements or anything like that, but I do believe you have to practice what you preach. If you're going to be an ambassador of health, you better look the part before you walk into somebody's room and tell them, you know, you're not taking good care of yourself. You're overweight. You know, you better practice the part yourself. But again, like those three remedies, if you want them, be happy to send them over to you. Just contact me on my email. It's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Happy to send them over to you. You know, I was mentioning the lawsuits that are going to be, well, there's lots of lawsuits already being filed by the states. The Republican states are filing lawsuits against the Biden administration over these illegal mandates. But I'm going to suggest that you don't enter into any class action lawsuits when you decide to sue your employer for forcing poison on you. It shouldn't happen, but it is happening. Again, the love of money over the love of mankind. The trickle-down tyranny from government to employer to the corporation down to you. You know, I could hand, like I said last night on my show, I could hand to the CEO of this hospital here, I could hand him these survivability rates here. It's all concrete stuff. This is all came off the website of the CDC. I could hand it to you. Would you even care? Or is the love of money, the love of that nice big check from Medicare that you get from the government, Medicaid, is that so important? That love of money over the love of man. Especially you religious hospitals. Shame on you. I have to ask, put my paperwork in for a religious exemption? I'm at a religious hospital. Okay. Why do you think many people actually go to work at these religious hospitals? Because they have the same qualities, the same ideals, the same expectations of their lifestyle and their belief set are all together, coming together. And they say, you know what, this would work for me. I believe in this motto here, helping mankind, bring in God. You know, this is what I want to be. This is what I'm be my part of my career. And then you're given paperwork to say, well, you know, prove that you're religious. Prove that I'm religious? What do you want? What do you have in mind? Give me an essay. Four questions here. Answer these four questions in your essay. And then we'll send it to corporate, wherever that is. And somebody will review it and decide if you're religious or not. Again, thanks to Carol A., my source, my biblical source. I'm not a biblical scholar by any means. I'm more of a spiritual person. And we had to talk about that today. She called me today and she heard the broadcast on an archive. And she said, thanks for the, you know, all the compliments. And I mean them. Sincerely, I mean them. I'm the kind of guy, and my wife will tell you this, if Steve says it, he's sincere when he says it. I don't say things out of being polite. I don't believe in PC. But it does put you in compromising positions at times. Let's give you an example. A woman walks up to me. She's wearing a red dress, and it's snug, really snug, and she shouldn't be wearing it. Or she's wearing pants like spandex, and it's not complimenting her figure. It actually points to how many dimples she has in her rear end. And if she asks me, how do you like my pants, how am I going to answer that? Well, I could be cold-hearted and say, you know, looks like cottage cheese, you know. what would you say? This is where I become the politician. Instead of hurting somebody's feelings, I'd oh my God, look over there. I'd find something else to focus on because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but people should know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. So the whole, what I'm wearing, how do I look? Do you really want to hear the truth? Do you really want to hear the truth? I'll find a way around that one. That happens. Do I look fat in this dress? No, your face does. You know, you're asking me something and you want an honest answer. But this is a tough one. It's a tough one. I don't know. Oh, somebody's calling me. I got to go. Sorry. You know, I'll find a reason to get out of this conversation because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'll be the politician this time around. But for the most part, when I say I give a compliment, I'm very sincerely giving a compliment, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really do. So thank you, Carol. We're going to get through this. Will it be looked at and seriously taken? Or are they just going to, you know, they already got the rubber stamp that says denied, denied, denied. And there's no possibility that any of us are going to get exemptions. I want to know the percentage, to be honest with you. I want to know the percentages. I want to know how many applications they have and how many they actually okayed versus the denials. I want to know. I think I have a right to know that. And if I'm denied, I sure would like to know why I was denied. You made me write a theme here of why I deserve a medical exemption. I want you to give me a theme back and tell me why you denied me. I think that's fair. It's also fair to know who the deciders are and what are their qualifications. I'm serious. I want to know your qualifications. Who are you to judge me and decide if I'm religious or not religious? What do you need me to do? Do I have to put the dress on, the garb on? Do I need to put a red dot on my forehead? I mean, I'm religious, okay? But I'm not. I'm more spiritualist. And Carol and I were talking about this. The difference between religion and spiritualism is religion benefits the organization. The organization. Yeah, religion is actually a business. Protected, 501c3. Tithing, 10% of your income goes there. What do they do with it? I don't know. They tell you they're doing good things with it. Are they really doing good things with it? I don't know. I would hope they are. You're taking 10% of my income. I would hope you're doing good work with it. You were doing something positive with it to help mankind. Yeah, some people, oh, we're going to build onto the church here. We're going to build this temple. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay. Is that bringing people closer to God? They'll probably tell you, yeah, it is. In some aspect, it is bringing people closer to God. Spiritualism actually benefits the individual. And it's probably more where I am today. Respect all religions, respect people the way we should be. Do I discriminate? Sure. I'm honest enough about it. I do discriminate. But what do I discriminate against? Color, skin, religion? No. Sexuality? No. I don't really care about that. That's your business. Just keep it to yourself. I don't care. I'll leave my child alone. Okay? How about that? Is that fair enough? What do I discriminate against? Bad behavior. Disrespecting somebody. That's the problem I have. People who do not respect others. I like to think I respect everybody. I may disagree with people. I may agree with you. But if I disagree with you, I respectfully disagree with you, unless you get nasty with me, and then I have to go off on you. Doesn't happen very often. When's the last time Steve really slammed the headset down? When's the last time Steve really got angry at somebody and screamed and hollered and threw down the mic and canceled somebody's call? When's the last time it happened? It's been a while. I know John and I used to go back and forth once in a while, and it made interesting, probably made some interesting radio. I mean, who wants to hear two guys who agree on everything anyway? Serious. Do you want to hear two people that agree on everything? Nah, it's boring radio. Was it an act? No. It was two guys that had passion, a difference of opinion, and at the end of it all, we came together and we said, I still love you, man. Okay? Disagree with you, I agree with you, but with respect. There's more to come. Stay tuned. This is the National Intel Report. Your calls, David in Massachusetts, you're up next.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay-to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Fall, The Fix. I love that song. Michael's playing some games with me. No, you're not Sunday. This is not Off the Beaten Path. This is the National Intel Report. But we're going to be playing some bumper tonight from The Fix. Kind of like this CD, this group. So I want to tell you why I was talking about earlier about the states that are filing lawsuits against the Biden administration for this illegal executive order, this COVID mandate to vaccinate, 100 or more employees in your company. Illegal all the way around, but never enter into if you get your termination. Okay, they're gonna let you go, or maybe they're gonna suspend you. I don't know what suspension really about. Is it I'm suspending you, but And you go home without pay, and you'll think about it for a week or two, and then you're going to buckle under, you're going to cave in, you're going to come back, and you're going to start the regimen of taking your shots, and then we'll be giving your job back. How about that? Take it, man. Stick it. Okay? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So I got a letter in the mail today. This is why you do not want to enter into a class action lawsuit. I got this letter today. Farrell versus Bank of America settlement. I have no idea what this is about. Never heard about it. Yes, I had an account with Bank of America in California. Evidently, Farrell has taken on Bank of America and has Bank of America settled. And I got a check. I got a check in the mail. Yeah, I did. For 91 cents. I kid you not. 91 cents. I got 91 cents. So what did the lawyer get? This is why you don't enter into class action lawsuits. You're not going to get rewarded. You're not going to get what you deserve, what you need. Take on these lawsuits on your own. Get somebody who's qualified to represent you. I wouldn't even go with a lawyer. You know what I would do? I would find myself, somebody in the medical field who's really knowledgeable in all this stuff. Actually, I think I would hire somebody like Dr. Peter McCullough, Tom Woods, Robert Malone. You know, you can find these people. There's lots of educated people out there who know the scam, what's going on here. And hey, if you're going to sue some big bucks, you know, you can hand them over some decent money for representing you. But if you go into a class action lawsuit, you're going to get 91 cents. How many people are actually going to cash this thing? I'm serious. I mean, how many people actually got a check? And why was mine only 91 cents? Did somebody else get more than me? Or we all got 91 cents? Yeah, I'm going to the bank and I'm going to put this in tomorrow just to make sure it doesn't bounce or anything. It's 91 cents. It's quite a bit. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to David in Massachusetts. Welcome, David.
Thanks for welcoming me, Steve. Steve, the difference between religious people and spiritual people, it's been said that religious people are those who are afraid of going to hell, and spiritual people are those who have already been to hell, and now we're back. We're back from hell, and we're ready to wage war and do battle with evil.
Okay. If that's what you want to believe. Okay, if that's what you want to believe. You know, I feel in religion, I think the basic premise of all religion, at least most that I know of, I'm not talking about satanic ritual and stuff like that, but the basic of all religion, if it revolves around Christ and the betterment of mankind and loving thy brother, loving thy neighbor, and the Ten Commandments are good guidelines to follow in being a good person. I mean, I assume that's why they were put there, to remind you of how to be a good person so you didn't stray and go across the other side and let Satan get you. But whatever you are, whatever religion you practice, then I always say, practice it. Don't be a hypocrite. There's nothing I can't stand more than and people who talk a good game and don't practice what they preach. The guy is at church every Sunday, but then he's over at Hooters and he's pinching the girls on the rear end and he's looking to score. He's trying to find somebody outside of his marriage there. You know, he's a loving father. He's adoring, adores his wife, but he steps out, you know, and maybe he drinks too much and stuff like that. You know, be practicing what you preach. And if you're with the faith, then stay with your faith and practice it. Don't be a hypocrite. Hey, Dave, stay on the line here. I hear my music. I'll come back after the commercial. We'll talk to you again. Okay? Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Sunset was great out here in Florida, Central Florida. Mother-in-law's here. She came in last night, flew in. And she asked, why is it such a red? Why is it so red? Chemtrails. Probably a combination of that, some chemtrails. But it was beautiful. Beautiful red. Let's go back to the phones and talk to David in Massachusetts. David, you're still there?
I'm still here, Steve.
All right.
Steve, you know,
So are you religious or are you spiritualist, David?
I'm not a spiritualist. I'm spiritual though.
Okay.
But
okay.
Spiritualism. That's like Helena Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society and Annie Besant and all those Crowley and all those characters. You know, there's a difference between being spiritual and, in other words, the spiritualism. And spiritualists tend to be on the darker side in the occult, Steve, whereas spiritual people tend to be more people that are filled with God's Holy Spirit.
Okay, I like that.
So there's a big difference, but yeah, it's kind of like the difference between the North Pole and the South Pole. There's a world of difference.
Right.
In fact, there's a whole world of difference between the North Pole and the South Pole, and that's the same. The difference between spirit being spiritual and spiritualism. But hey, what I was going to say, me and John Statmiller had very similar profiles, Steve. We were both in the Army, U.S. Army, and I bring this up for a reason. Hear me out here now. We were in the Army in 72 and 73, that's when I was in, and John talked about being in the Army. We were both at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I never met John at Fort Knox or anything, but he said he was there and everything. But this is where it gets interesting.
Well, you had to go to the brig. You had to go to the brig if you wanted to find John.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I've been there, too. I've been there, too. So, here's what me and John had very much in common, Steve. Mm-hmm. He said what was critical to his awakening was Myron C. Fager's narration of the Council on Foreign Relations in the Illuminati trilogy. Did you ever listen to Myron C. Fagan's CFR Illuminati trilogy? It was on. I used to have the three LP records.
It's been a while. It was a long time ago. I did. I remember it. Yeah.
You've listened to it, huh?
You know,
it's remarkable. Yeah, I was exposed to it up in Anchorage, Alaska. A man, and I don't know if you're familiar with this man, Anthony J. Hilda. Have you ever heard of Anthony J.? Huh?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he produced the Council on Foreign Relations Illuminati trilogy with Myron C. Fagan, who was the president of the Cinema Educational Guild in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Anthony J. Hilda came up to Alaska, and he was the talk show host at Eagle 97 radio station up in Anchorage, Alaska. It was 100,000 watts beaming across the Great Land. That's a lot there, 100,000 watts. Mm-hmm. And so Anthony introduced me to the Illuminati trilogy, and that's how I actually wound up even with the old vinyl LP. Records and everything, and I made many copies on tapes, and I distributed them out of my taxi cab. In fact, I was Anthony Hilda's taxi cab driver when he was for a couple of years up in Anchorage. Whenever he needed a ride, he at nighttime, because I was always a nighttime cab driver. But Anthony was a night owl too, so he always knew he could call me whenever he needed a ride and everything.
Yeah.
So I got quite close to Anthony, and I learned a lot from him. But anyway, you know, in the Illuminati trilogy, Myron Fagan, it is quite remarkable, Steve, because at one point, Myron Fagan says, when the Great Conspiracy is achieved, and America is going to go into this New World Order, what some people maybe are calling the Great Reset now, in the final game, it'll consist of the international bankers, some top scientists who have sold out to the international bankers, and then the next word, I'm not sure, I got to go back and listen to see exactly what word he used, but it was something like, and a handful of billionaires that will manipulate the whole political process.
Yeah.
And when I hear about Dr. Fauci Min there, talking about the science and all this stuff, these scientists, and then these billionaires that are playing us, and these billionaires like Trump and Bloomberg from New York and everything. But I'll tell you something, Steve, and I think you're on the same page as me. I'm not fooled for one instant by Donald John Trump, not for one instant. And he's one of those billionaires that Myron Fagan talked about. The Billionaires Club. You have been invited to the. I sometimes say we've been invited to the Billionaires Ball. It's a masked ball. We all have to wear masks now because we've all been invited to the Billionaires Ball.
Yeah.
And Trump, never forget that it was Trump that Watts speeded us with when Gladys Fauci.
I still can't believe he wants to take credit for that. You know, it's amazing. Things are unraveling. I'm really happy because right now things are kind of unraveling. Even Fauci's admitted that the shots do not prevent, and you can still get COVID and serious illnesses. So that's a plus for us right now that this. This fraud here, who's pitched the idea that the vaccines, which they're not vaccines, these shots are protective, are preventing the illness, which is not happening. I mean, we're seeing vaccinated getting very, very sick. And the unvaccinated are doing well. I mean, I had COVID and I healed and I have natural immunity now. So we're still not getting any headway on the natural immunity, which is bothering me because, again, I could show the statistics, the survivability rates to the CEO. I could say, hey, look, I had COVID. I could do an antibody test. Look, I've got antibodies. And so I'm healthy. I'm why do I still need it? Well, you just need to because this is an agenda. And they, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to bring these people information. Use some kind of common sense. Do you have common sense? Evidently not. You're just driven by the old mighty dollar. And the Medicaid and Medicare is so important to you that you're just going to hand down this tyrannical, you know, rules here in order to keep your job. And I think it's very sad because we've had some people in my family who have actually taken it, a 90-year-old. And right after taking it, she had a stroke. And she has heart problems now, but she's 90 years old on my wife's side. And there's other people in the family that have taken it. Why? Again, this is probably one of the biggest frustrations I have is to teach my own family, people I love and care, who are disregarding what I'm saying because they've been watching TV. They've bought into the fear factor, and it's upsetting. It's upsetting, but I'm going to have to just say I did my best, and the consequences are the consequences, and I can't save them all. You know what I'm saying?
Right, Steve. You can only do as much as humanly possible, yep. And then leave the rest to God. But you know, with Donald John Trump, Steve is on Forbes.com, yeah. And there was a link and everything. Every time that Donald Trump appeared in photographs and everything with Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, and there was about a dozen pictures. And they had their arms around each other, Trump and Melania and Epstein, yep. And Ghislaine. Mm-hmm. And there, yep, were some of the pictures. I don't know if you ever saw the pictures, but there were some sexually suggestive, like Trump and Ghislaine in sexually suggestive poses, and just them alone, without Epstein, sure, and without Melania. Sure. Why I mention that, Trump denied. He denied that he ever met Ghislaine. That he ever met. And here's these pictures where they're in sexually provocative, suggestive poses, yeah, and they've all got their arms around each other. And then I can't prove it, but I tend to believe, and I've heard it said from several sources, that Donald Trump actually met Melania through, mm-hmm, Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Mm-hmm. That's how he met Melania. But he's a liar. He's, yeah, a liar. You know, he's saying he never met her. They're down there in Palm Beach, Florida, yeah, sure, and everything down in your neck of the palm trees. I was going to say, yeah, neck of the woods, right, but anyway, your neck of the, yeah, palm trees. Mm-hmm. And then he's wishing Ghislaine, well, I wish her the very best in life, and I hope all is well. I wish her the very, very best in the life has to offer, and all this, sure, well-wishing. Sure. He doesn't have me fooled at all, and to me, it's a classic example. These people are talking about re-electing him. it's like, you know, that definition of insanity, doing something, yeah, over, thinking that the next time you're going to, yeah, get different results. As far as I'm concerned, Trump betrayed us at every turn.
I agree, and I think most of us have known this for a while now. He's a vulture capitalist, is all he is. He's an opportunist. I remember a video I played a good year ago where his ex-wife now was talking about a regular day for Donald Trump is about a 12, 14-hour day of wheeling, dealing, and scheming. And there's no positive definition for scheming, okay? He's an opportunist. He's a vulture capitalist. And that's what he does. He looks for vulnerabilities. He looks for he wants to, you know, the bottom line is people like this, their goals are to buy and get resources, but use somebody else's money to get them. They have very little risk in the game. And he's been saved a couple times, at least four times through bankruptcy. So, you know, he's not the great businessman that he claims to be. He's not the boy genius. But he's also offset his bankruptcies away from his personal accounts to make him look like he's still a successful man when his corporations didn't do so well. He was saved. You know, there's an old saying in a bad marriage, some people will say, instead of getting a divorce, you keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. And the financiers of Donald Trump figured somewhere down the line that it's better to keep this guy because he'll probably rebound and he'll make us some more money. But if we let him go down and die, then we'll never get our money back. So they'll give him some time to try to make his money back. And that's probably the situation we're looking at here. It's cheaper to keep her. And they probably said, let's finance him a little bit more. And we'll see if we can get our money back plus interest. Of course, that's exactly what they got. But, you know, four bankruptcies, that's not a success story right there. Not at all.
Yeah, Steve. You know, my final word regarding Donald Trump is this is how I characterize the situation. I characterize Donald Trump, Donald John Trump, as being a Republibum. And the stench of his Republibum, his stinky, reeking, stinking, stinky Republibum, the stench is so strong from this Republibum that it's reached up unto God's throne in heaven, and the stench from his Republibum is a stench in God's nostrils. Okay? He's a filthy, reeking, stinky Republibum, and he's a stench in God's nostrils. That's how I say it, okay?
Okay. Fair enough. Yep. Fair enough. All right, yeah, David, appreciate it. Hey, earlier on, I opened the show up and I'm talking about there's a new disorder out there called CRS. Can't remember. Well, I'll be polite about it, stuff. And I don't know what my mind was thinking here. I'm thinking 1963. Well, that's only 58 years. What am I thinking here? I don't know. I was reading something prior to that, and maybe it was that excitement over that 91-cent check there. I had my brain scrambled, but 58 years ago. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. 58. Yeah, it's got to be the 91-cent check. I'm still in shock. Wow, I got to take a picture of this, holding it up. I'm so proud. 91 cents. I'm sure the checker's going to say, what, you stood in line for this? Are you serious? You want to put this in your account? That is money. It's 91 cents, but geez, I'll stand in line, a long line for 15, 20 minutes to put in 91 cents. I have no other business to do at the bank right now. So I don't know. I got 120 days. Maybe I'll get some extra money here soon. Chris Steiner from RBN here, one of our hosts. How you doing, Chris?
Steve, thanks. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Good.
Great. Well, I got calling about the topic of the last caller and it's unfortunate that a lot of us who are seen as anti-vax, whether we're not, or maybe we become anti-vax because we won't get a booster, but we're also seen as Trump supporters. A lot of the progressives are scared to talk to anybody who they don't see as friend, you know, and they've done their friend or foe assessment, and they've seen, well, oh, he doesn't wear a mask, maybe he's wearing a red shirt, maybe, and you know, things like that. They tend to stereotype, even though they don't consider themselves really, discriminatory. But I want to. It needs to be made clear that there are a lot of problems with the shots that you mentioned, effectiveness, and then Trump still isn't coming out to report on it like you just were, that even by the official stats, their effectiveness against the virus going extinct or already extinct is terrible. But, of course, I agree that they only do harm and no good. It needs to be made clear that Trump on vaccines, for example, he issued an executive order modernizing influenza vaccines in September 19th, 2019, mm-hmm. To promote national security and public health. Yep. And, you know, on the video, the measles outbreak, April 16th, 2019, he says that you people, quote, have to get their shots, end quote, and mm-hmm. called vaccinations important. And then, you know, there are several points on 5G where he's been supportive on promoting the streamlining of 5G and also for GMOs. And, you know, he never pardoned Snowden, Manning, or Assange. You know, all these points I point out just to make mm-hmm. me wonder if how much deep state does he have in him?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know, expanded. Yeah, the NDAA.
Hold on. The music's coming right here, sorry. Chris. I want to bring you back because I want to address some issues with you. I agree with you on the Assange. I'm very disappointed. He could have pardoned him. As actually, presidents do that right before they leave office. I'm very disappointed. Stay on the line. We'll come right back to you, Chris.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Communicate, pull out your party piece.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. I'm on the phone here with, actually on Skype with Chris Steiner, one of our hosts here at RBN. And before I bring him back up here, I want to just, you know, right when a president leaves office, he has a chance to undo it and undo an injustice by giving pardons. And I thought the same thing. I'm thinking, okay, let's see who you're going to pardon. And he pardoned criminals. I mean, people that were embezzlers, racketeers. He pardoned people pretty much, I would say, like himself. He's an opportunist. He's taken charge. He's done things under the table. We know he has. He'll probably tell you that's how business is done. That's how it is in the business world. Reminds me of that clip in Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield. He's telling the professor, well, that's, you know, there's kickbacks. You got the Teamsters. You got all these. Yeah. You got all these people you got to pay under the table to get these things kicked off, the permits and all that stuff. I think that's Donald Trump. And he'll tell you that's the way business is done. But then I started thinking at the very end here, you have people that are, you know, we got Edward Snowden in Russia. I'm sure he'd like to come back home. He told a truth, and, you know, there's a whistleblower act out there. You even have whistleblower day. C-SPAN covers that every year. But for some reason, if you bring shame and embarrassment to the United States government, the whistleblower act does not cover you. So these people are still in limbo in other countries. You've got Julian Assange in a prison somewhere and being tortured. And of course, we don't do that. Oh, I forgot. Extraordinary rendition. We don't do that. But yeah, we do. It's sad. It's a stain on our reputation. And the government, to me, is not a legitimate government. It's not been a legitimate government in a long time. So we got Edward Snowden, you got Julian Assange, you got Bradley Manning. I think he's finally out of jail because he wouldn't testify. He was the one who handed over all the data to Julian Assange. Again, exposing the atrocities, exposing the crimes, and he's the bad guy. He turns out to be the bad guy. What's wrong with this picture here? And this is being accepted by many, many people. Just saying, well, you know, he did bring embarrassment. He told things he shouldn't have told. You know, you have a duty to not follow an unlawful order. You have a duty to not do that. And I don't understand why there's a problem, why there's a misperception of treating him as the bad guy when he actually told the truth and he outed the government. I mean, we have to have oversight in government. We're supposed to have oversight in government. It's supposed to be transparent. How many times we hear transparency in government? We need transparency in government. You hear presidents talk all the time. We need transparency in government. I'm going to be a transparent president. You people are important to me. Transparency. And you don't have it. You have anything but that. You have more secrecy, more spy agencies, more surveillance of the people, more communism. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up. I'm going to go right back to Chris Steiner and let him have his last word here. Okay? Stay tuned.
We must take America back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.